As we wait to hear whether or not the World Health Organization is declaring the deadly Wuhan coronavirus an international emergency, people who live in the country where it started are expressing anxiety and skepticism toward how it's being reported. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Orville Schell, Arthur Ross, Director of the Center on U.S.-China Relations at the Asia Society in New York. Thank you for talking to us today. So there's been this sudden jump in confirmed cases from 60 to more than 450, one death to 17. Does the time it takes to screen and diagnose delay those results? Is that what that's about?
Well, there are a lot of problems. They have not given to the hospitals in Wuhan the equipment necessary to diagnose blood samples. And so that means they have to be sent out. So yes, there is a lag time. And I suspect there are many, many more cases than are documented, partially because some people don't even know they have it. But I think the most alarming aspect are two aspects to it. One is it's beginning to pop up in Korea, Thailand. There was a case here in America, and Japan. And also, I think the other part that's alarming is Chinese New Year's is coming up. And there are going to be literally millions and millions of people in very sort of dense sort of transportation knots on trains and buses and planes. And that's going to act something like a vector, I think, for the virus around the world if they're not extremely careful.
Is there a possibility, though, the government will get a jump on that and do something and perhaps you know, put restrictions on travel?
I think it is likely. Xi Jinping, the president of China, has made comments about it already, and I think it's necessary to say that the Chinese are more open this time than they were with the SARS virus. The problem is that there is a general taboo in China against amplifying bad news, lest it make the party look bad and, in fairness to them, create panic. So there's always a tension in China between transparency and keeping things very close to their vest, and that struggle is playing out in this instance. But I think it's fair to say we do have on our hands already a real pandemic.
There are folks in China who have reportedly complained that you know, the government is keeping things secret. They have family who have died, yet it hasn't been reported. Some people have reportedly been detained for, quote, spreading rumors.
Yes, and this is that one aspect of that contradiction I described. And there are many reports now on Chinese social media of hospitals just overflowing with patients. I mean, overwhelmed by people coming in. Maybe some of them don't have it, but many, many do. So this is where China has a very weak link in its sort of ability to be transparent and allow media to vector out necessary information, which is absolutely essential in controlling any kind of an epidemic, much less a pandemic.
How open is the Chinese government to allowing the WHO to come in?
Well, this is always a question because China has such a very strict notion of sovereignty. The idea of having sort of international players coming in, on the one hand, it makes them look like they can't handle it themselves. And on the other hand, it tends to be an information leak, so they can't control the narrative the way they usually like to. So there's a certain ambivalence, but I think ultimately they will need to do that.
Do you have any qualms about traveling there right now?
In fact, I'm supposed to go shortly, and I'm considering not going, partially because some people I was going with have some illness problems, which might be especially dangerous. But I think everybody is reconsidering, as one should, in the case of a pandemic.
We thank you very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Orville Schell, Arthur Ross, Director of the Center on U.S.-China Relations at the Asia Society in New York.